It is Sunday. You made it through another week. Welcome back to a mental health break. Vincent A. Lancey here. And as I have been feeling very overwhelmed and run down lately, I thought it would be a good time for me to recenter and check in with you for a solo show. One of the awesome parts of this show growing is that there are always so many guests willing to join the show. I'm honored to have so many reach out each week via email. But that takes away from my solo check-in. So thank you for being patient. I wanted to talk more about not only some things I'm doing to get out of this funk of feeling overwhelmed and run down, but some other work I have going on in the mental health field, some updates on this show, and some other resources for you if you are going through a tough time. But really, since about 2, 3 weeks ago, I had the honor of presenting at the New Venture Expo here in Tampa, where I pitched my company, Coming Alive Podcast Production, to judges, and they give you feedback and you compete against 74 other companies, where I ended up getting a tie for fourth place at this event. But I wanted to carry that momentum after this event. It was back to that go, go, go. And I didn't take some of the best advice I normally provide myself and others to take breaks throughout each day. These intentional breaks. I had so much on my plate, as I'm sure many can resonate with listening on today, and I forgot to take care of myself. The intentional breaks I always love to take are those walks outside, the natural sunlight, the birds, the noises, not being on my phone and taking that screen break. As someone who's always on the computer during the workday, I love taking my eyes off the screen. It helps me extend the day. Other than taking walks, I also like doing productive activities, things to keep the momentum going. But again, eyes off the screen. I'll leave a dish or two in the sink for me to do, maybe sweep the floor. But taking breaks throughout the day has been a game changer for me throughout my career. I'd love to hear some things that work for you as well, though. If you take breaks throughout the day, I'd love to hear what you do on those breaks. Reach out to my team, podcastsbylancey@gmail.com. Or DM me at Vincent A. Lancey on any platform, and I would love to feature you on a later show. Some cool work I'm doing in the mental health field is I reconnected with my friend Kristen over at NAMI, one of the biggest mental health organizations on the planet. I had an episode done, an interview with them about a year ago on their online platform. Now we're putting together a traumatic brain injury series, very, very early stages. So I don't have much to share yet, but that we have started the process. We'll look into what a TBI is, some patient perspectives, caregiver perspectives, professional perspectives. It's going to hold a lot of value, and I'm honored to be a part of that. One more piece of mental health value heading your way comes from something in my own business. I locked in a new client, which will be putting out a mental health podcast. I can't announce too much just yet, but hopefully by the next episode's release, everything will be squared away. Can't wait to update you on that. Between these podcasts, a mental health break, and that show, I gotta show love to my friend Izzy as well. He hosts the PSA podcast, another mental health top podcast in the world. Those are some great resources. Along with, let me highlight a few more here online. You're not alone, everyone, especially here in Florida. So I don't show bias to any particular organizations. I'm on the floridahealth.gov site. They've got tons of resources from mental health first aid to the DOE site, Child Mind Institute, the Jed Foundation. Many of you listening on, I'm sure, know about the Jed Foundation, but if not, be sure to check them out and their mental health resource center. You can also look at the infant mental health work online. Mental health does not discriminate on age. That's why I went back. I released Going to School, excuse me, the go-to book for toddlers' mental health, because mental health challenges happen every step of the way. There are resources out there for your children and yourself. Other big-time organizations besides NAMI that I touched on already is the National Institute of Mental Health, NIMH. They've been a big player in this field, as well as Mental Health America. Suicide prevention links, everything you need is on that website, especially if you're in Florida, floridahealth.gov. I mentioned briefly in the beginning, 45,000 downloads for a mental health break. That is not possible without you. Yes, you tuning in right now. Thank you for your support. Thank you for normalizing the conversation on mental health. And each week, your listenership gives the credibility to the show where guests keep coming on. I try so hard to bring on as many different mental health related topics and perspectives as I can. I will continue to do so as I know we are pushing strong for our 5-year anniversary of weekly shows. Not the same day every week, but that is coming up sooner than I can imagine here in January in 2025. Stay tuned for weekly episodes each week until then. Before I sign off, I would also love to just update you on That Entrepreneur Show. Of course, Writing with Authors is on YouTube. Subscribe to Vincent A. Lancey there. Those aren't weekly episodes, but for That Entrepreneur Show, it also is like this, weekly releases. We're going to have a bonus episode each Sunday. For the whole summer, I relaunched the Spartan Incubator bonus series that was started throughout the last season. It includes the testimonials of an incubator company in the program I'm in at the Lowe Center, or a mentor in the program, or a student or staff member inside the program, all with different entrepreneurial testimonials to share. It's a lot of fun to record. That show, the 5-year Annie, is coming up in December. My goals and mindset are very focused as far as those shows are concerned with getting to 5 years of weekly shows. We'll see what happens after that. I wanted to stop by again. When I'm overwhelmed and run down, I want to share that because I know I'm not alone and you're not alone. We are often so quick to give great advice to everybody else, but are hard on ourselves. Check in with yourself, that checkup from the neck up. Make time for something that makes you smile each week. Now that football's back, Sundays will be my mental health day once again. Although, as I made the joke in the past, the Jets typically don't do good things for my mental health as they lose more than they win. Aaron Rodgers, please stay healthy. And with that, I'm signing off here today in St. Petersburg, Florida, for a solo episode. Stick around for next week as I'm signing off. Have a great day.